With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Defying the wishes of President Biden, New Hampshire scheduling its presidential primaries before South Carolina.
The president wanted South Carolina to be the first voting state in the Democrats' 2024 primary season. However, New Hampshire refused to give up its long-running position as the traditional leadoff primary state. Officials there announced that presidential primaries will be held on January 23rd. New Hampshire law requires the state's primaries be held at least 7 days before any similar contest. The primaries will take place about a week after the Iowa caucuses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Chairman, Ohio Republican Mike Turner, says the threat from terrorism seeping across the U.S.-Mexico border is enormous, citing recent congressional testimony from FBI Director Christopher Wray.
2 weeks ago, FBI Director Wray, in testifying before the Senate, openly stated he believed that the United States was at risk for a terror attack inside the United States, greater than it's ever been in the last decade. And he specifically cited the border.
Also at SRNnews.com, a conservative political analyst says Republicans must actively collect their absentee ballots to perform well in the 2024 elections.
Ned Ryan is the CEO of American Majority. He tells Salem News Channel this month's off-year elections indicate the GOP won races in two states where they actively work to make sure absentee voters return their ballots.
We won 5 of the 7 Senate races and 8 of the 12 House races in Virginia. We were very successful in 4 key parishes in Louisiana.
Ryan says there's a benchmark the GOP must achieve.
If you hit 80%, you're going to give yourself a really good chance of winning those battleground states in 2024.
Ryan is the son of former U.S. Republican congressman and Olympic runner Jim Ryan.
Medical personnel, this is SRN News. China steps up its efforts to co-opt Christianity.
The country's Ethnic and Religious Affairs Committee has hosted a major gathering of religious officials in Beijing aimed at furthering the sinicization of Christianity. To sinicize something is to make it more Chinese in character or form. In practical terms, it's an effort by the Communist Party to bend Christianity to its purposes and make it subservient to the will of the government. The conference has been followed by a fresh wave of persecution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians who fled the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan about to move again. Many sought refuge in nearby Pakistan. Now the government there getting rid of them. International Christian Concern says a lot of believers were among the thousands of Afghans who ran across the border when the Taliban seized control. This is SRN News. Update now on some good-looking creatures in Louisiana.
4 Ukraines are now part of Louisiana's experimental population in Vermilion Parish. Whooping cranes are an endangered species, and officials for more than a decade have been working to establish a self-sustaining population in southwest Louisiana. The flock now totals 85. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says all 4 juveniles have been added to the White Lake Wetlands Conservation Area in southwest Louisiana. Louisiana began reintroducing the bird in 2011 when 10 were released there to develop the flock. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in Arizona have identified a set of decomposed remains known for 31 years as Apache Junction Jane Doe. They say it's that of 15-year-old Melody Harrison. Teenager was reported missing in Phoenix in 1992. More details at srnnews.com.